Get this thing started. On this show, anything could happen.
It's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
I love baby laughter.
You're in the family nest with Derek and Jess. Welcome to the Derek and Jess and the Family Nest Show right here on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. It's 2015.
15. It's crazy.
I know.
2014 went by so quick. For
I know. It's fantastic. I'm so excited about this show. It is actually, we're taping on January 4th, 2015. Before, shows would come out on a Friday.
Yes.
Now we're
changing it up.
Change it because you can tape on a Sunday now.
Because I'm awesome. Like
instead
that.
Of a Wednesday.
And now you don't have to wait as long. You get us at the beginning of the week.
Monday.
Start your week off awesomely.
January 5th, 2015 is when you will be watching this 5 days into the new year. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
First of all, though, I would be remiss if I did not mention all of my Indianapolis Colts things here, and I know this is going to tick off a lot of people who watch the show, because a lot of people who watch the show are from Colorado, and now that and because as of taping time, Indianapolis has won, they beat Cincinnati, and so now next Sunday they come to Denver.
Yeah.
And so it's
Denver all the way.
I'm Indianapolis all the way, although I like Peyton Manning. I'm Indianapolis all the way. I hope they crush Denver. Go Colts. It's, you know.
Hate mail.
You can send your hate mail to dandjnest@gmail.com. That's what you can do.
Send another thing that you're getting everybody to be on my side for everything.
Maybe. I don't know.
100%.
It could 100%. Be, but in this particular thing, I don't care. I don't care at all. So my mic's already starting to flip.
Well, we should probably state that you are, in fact, from Indiana.
There you go.
So he's not just some crazy person liking Indiana sports.
No, I could be that, too. So my mic is already messing up.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull my little mic over here.
Fancy.
Boom, I'm going to turn this on.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn this off, and Jimbo's going to tell me if you can hear me. Can you hear me, Jimbo? Okay, I'm going to turn myself up just a little bit. Keep talking, Jeff.
Okay. Well, actually, I could take this moment to talk about some sad news.
Yes.
That Lahana.
Yeah, that's sad news.
At the beginning of our show, the beginning of Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, a gentleman by the name of Josh Ortiz wrote in to us.
Yes.
He was a classmate of mine, mm-hmm. and a great guy, and his mom passed away yesterday.
Yes. So I saw that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, Julia Ortiz, and she worked at Colorado East Bank and Trust, which is actually where I really met her, and she was always very dear and kind to me. And
you used to work there.
Mm-hmm. I was a teller for
just,
a couple of years.
I just put that together.
Yeah, and she worked there, and she was always very sweet to me, and my heart goes out to all the family around, you know, town and stuff.
Yeah, it's
and the boys, Josh and Joel.
It's a sad thing. So also on kind of in that same, I know it's not a big deal, and you probably don't know who it is, Stuart Scott.
Oh.
From ESPN,
passed away
this morning.
Oh, wait, no, it was.
It was this morning. Yeah, everybody loves Stuart Scott. Anybody who was a sports fan and watched ESPN.
That's going all over Facebook.
Yeah, he had cancer.
He had cancer for a while, they said he was battling it.
Yeah, he was battling cancer. So some sad news there, but our hearts and our prayers go out to the Ortiz family.
And friends.
And everybody, I think everybody probably knew her around Lahanta, who went into the bank and everything. I did not know her that well. But like you said, Josh Ortiz sent in. You went to school with Josh?
I did. And just right when I heard that, because I had heard that she was sick.
That she was sick, yeah.
You just never want to hear that somebody passes away. It's always.
Yeah. So, praise God. What else do we have?
Okay. I would like to talk to my fans that fully watch for me. Just me.
That's solely watched just for you.
No. But
okay, I'll just sit over here in the corner for a moment.
While you... I wanted to tell our viewers that...
Okay, I'll just look at my Indianapolis Colts stuff here.
When I decided to do the show with Derek, who I adore, and who married myself and my husband.
That's right. Awesome. That's right.
I thought I have 3 little kids, but I can do everything besides just the show, like vlogging and doing this and research. Yeah, I'm not doing such a good job on that. And so I wanted to tell my viewers, I'm so sorry that I'm letting you down as far as the blogging goes. But please feel free to follow me on Facebook, because that's pretty much my only outlet whenever I'm with the kids during the day that I ever even, and sometimes I don't even find time to even get on Facebook during the day.
I think you're putting too much pressure on yourself. That's what I think.
I'm just saying that my blog, I might do one every like 2 months. Oh, that's bad. But I'm just saying, I don't want you to think I'm neglecting you. I literally just don't really make the time for it because I always...
Well, it's not that I don't think that you make the time for it. I don't think you have the time for it.
Have much time?
But you know what? It's going to be right there on...
And I will. I'm going to try to be better, but I just wanted to let you know, feel free to look me up if you're a fan and you want to follow me on Facebook. I'm completely okay with that.
There you go. It
but
sounds good.
Still not strong on that either.
Do I sound good in this mic?
You sound amazing.
Jimbo, I sound okay? I thought so. I sounded good in my ear.
You sound so good.
I sounded good in my ear. I was thinking to myself, God, that sounds
good. I sound really good.
You do sound good. Anyway, here's the other thing I want to talk about. And if this takes up the entire show, I don't care.
Because we have some other stuff to
there
talk about.
We're going to talk about this because we would not be good reporters of news of La Junta if we did not talk
about Taco Bell.
No. Although, let's just get that in real quick. Taco Bell did open up on New Year's Eve. It was crazy.
No, but they're busy all the live long day.
You said they ran out of food. They ran out of food?
On New Year's Day, they had a shutdown. Because they ran out of food, which I'm not surprised, though, because it's not a huge Taco Bell.
The line for the drive-through line?
The drive-thru line is always long, always out to the frontage road.
It's out to the frontage road.
All the time. All the live long day. All the time.
It was unbelievable. My son-in-law sat in line for, and this isn't a knock on Taco Bell.
No, because they're just crazy.
It was just that there's that many people.
Yeah.
At 45 minutes, because it wasn't like he waited at the window for 45 minutes. It took him that long to get up to Taco Bell.
Well, on Saturday, myself and my husband and the kiddos, we went.
Yep.
11:01. So a minute after they opened for the day.
Yes.
The line was still out to the frontage road.
Now, see, that's not what I heard. What I read in the paper was that it opens up at 7.
No, they opened at 11.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
all right.
The line was already cray-cray at 11:01.
Yeah.
And when we went in, it wasn't bad inside, but they were out of soft tacos. It's like they were that busy, they're running out of food again.
I have never driven by there since it's opened up in all the 5 days and not seen the line at least back to the frontage road.
So well done, Taco Bell. Let's keep it going.
Hey, they employ 30-some people. That's not the news I wanted to talk about. We have to talk about the scandal of the Christmas horseshoe. The lucky horseshoe scandal.
Like cray-cray scandal. We could have our own La Junta scandal.
I think so. So here's what happened. Just for those of you who are watching, like mom listener, in where was she from?
Right?
She was from Texas.
She was awesome. Still, shout out to you.
Here's what they do. Every year, La Junta hides a lucky horseshoe. And those of you who follow the Derek and Jess Facebook, we would pass the clues on. First of all, there was this scandal, and we talked about it, that the chamber they weren't the people who give out the clues. They just were putting it on there to be nice. Anyhow, that's not the scandal. It got to December 23rd.
Yeah, it was a couple 20, of days before 23rd, Christmas, I think.
It was, and somebody found, anyway, clues are coming out, hot and heavy, boom, 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 people are out looking. We went out and looked. When we went out and looked, there were people out looking. Everybody's saying these clues don't make sense. These clues don't make sense. Well, the lucky horseshoe was found, and that's not
property.
The scandal. The scandal is where it was found.
Yeah, it was found in private property, a vehicle.
In the cab of a truck.
Literally in a tin, underneath like burlap.
So you would have had to go on private property.
And teach your kids, who you're doing this with, to just break in.
Break into the, not break into the car, but enter into the car.
You're still breaking in. If it's not your car and you open the door, that's kind of scandalous.
You're exactly right. Have to get into there. And I would have never, ever thought to go there.
Because
I would have thought, that's private property.
Well, and,
even if I
used in one of the clues was a license plate.
Exactly. License plate number.
Scandal.
And needless to say, without throwing out names.
No names are going to be dropped.
Even though as much as I'd like to, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Because we are not a gossip team. We are the news.
I will tell you, there were people who were very upset.
A lot of people.
And letters were written.
Words were said.
That were not pleasant words.
But I'm saying they better get their act together next year. Because there was way too much. I don't think
no more private
was happy
property.
About it.
Yeah, no, they weren't happy.
Let's
Nobody was happy.
Teaching kids not to break in.
Yeah.
To things.
Crazy. Anyhow, it was found, and good for the person who found it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like.
I know. It's the whole idea of. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Anyway, it's past. It's the new year.
It is. 2015,
and what else? Anything else going on?
Well,
oh, we talked about the sheriff. Oh, the spring dance.
Spring dance schedule with my good friend Jennifer Jackson. It was announced.
Yes.
But I'm thinking if you guys want to get your little kids, she does. I mean, they do all the ages.
Yep.
So if you want to get your kids involved, email Jennifer Jackson, who is the director of the dance program there, at jennifer.jackson@ojc.edu.
Yes.
Jennifer.jackson@ojc.edu.
And get your kids dancing.
Yeah. Dance them away.
Yeah.
And it's coming. I think you need to get on that ASAP because I'm pretty sure it's this week or next week.
Go Colts. That's what I'm saying. Go Colts.
That has nothing to do.
It has nothing to do with it. I'm just going to say it randomly during
Talker?
The show. Tiger Talker Invitational. Do not miss that. January 17th, Saturday, January 17th at Lahana High School. Solomon Hutch, which is a sister show here of Derek and Jess and the family. Nest is on the road less traveled. We'll have a 3-hour live. Plus, before that, it's going to be like 3 hours of like YouTube information and shows. You don't want to miss it. Go to Solomon Hutch. Go to the road less traveled. Your husband Joe is going to. In fact, we're doing an interview right after this about Lahana Forensics because he's the coach.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing.
It is the one home meet.
Yes.
For the Tiger Talkers.
That's a pretty fun.
Also, and we announced this on Solomon Hutch, Jacob and Jeremy, who are the co-captains of the team. If you're interested in being if you're here in the Arkansas Valley, you're interested in being a judge for that forensics meet, get a hold, if you know Jacob, get a hold of him, get a hold of Jeremy, or get a hold of Joe. Joe's kind of busy now.
Fun. I judged before, and it's not because I'm the wife. I really like judging.
I judged last year and had a blast.
It's fun, huh?
We also had the 3-hour special last year.
Food.
Just fantastic. So, Tiger Talker Invitational. Check that out. Go to SolomonHutch.com. It's also going to be on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest Facebook. It's also going to be on our website as it gets closer, DerekandJess.net. Check that out.
Check it out.
Lahanta, Otero County has a new sheriff.
Yeah.
Changed hands, obviously, for those who are familiar with Otero County. A good friend of ours, Chris Johnson, who had been the sheriff for a long time, resigned back in May so that he could take a statewide position up in Denver area. The undersheriff took over. Kimsey, was it Kimsey? Who was it?
I think so.
Took over, and then election happened, and Mobley, was it Mobley?
Yeah, that's what
was, elected sheriff, and so he took over there. Otero County has a new sheriff.
New sheriff in town.
New sheriff in town. School starts, as you're watching it, kids will be going. When you're watching this on Monday, kids will go back on Tuesday. So as you're watching it, teachers, if you're watching this on a Monday,
you should be at work.
Or if you're watching it during the day, you should probably check with your boss because you probably should be
at work. But they should be watching us, too.
How did your Christmas go?
It was amazing.
Was it? What? Okay, I'm just going to take your word for it and just tell me.
Why would it be wonderful?
It probably would be. So just tell me what happened. I saw you on a church on Christmas Eve,
which is really where
with
my
your husband
out,
and your wonderful
adorable girls.
They were adorable. Oh, they looked good.
They looked good. So we did that, and then we had waffle. I made waffle, and
what's
then,
that?
Waffles with Christmas tradition drink.
Is it? Oh, okay. There it is. That's right. Is it whiskey?
Here we go,
yeah.
No whiskey. No.
It's not whiskey.
Kids drink it. You can make it an adult. I like it just apple cider, orange juice, cinnamon, and cloves.
And then what do you do with it? Heat it up?
Yep.
And then drink it down.
Drink it down with some monkey bread.
Ooh, monkey bread.
And then the morning, clearly Santa came.
Sure.
And then my parents came over and we opened gifts with the kids. And
it was fantastic.
It was amazing. And then I made a huge feast. Complete with ham and two kinds of potatoes and corn, rolls and salad.
Is that like the Who Feast?
It is. It was. It was, in fact, like the Who Feast.
The Who Feast. Christine was on Christmas break. That was good. Christmas vacation.
Well, yeah.
So Joe was.
So Joe was.
So we did all kinds of fun things.
Yeah.
Went on a ghost hunt.
For Christmas?
Not on Christmas Day.
It's not Halloween.
No, I did a ghost hunt.
For, like, real ghosts?
Yeah. I did it.
Where?
I can't tell you where.
OMG.
It's one of those things that people allowed me to. We were allowed to do it, but we're not allowed.
Allowed to talk about it?
Well, not allowed to say where we did it.
Did you find one?
Yes. Well.
I'm skeptical.
All right, I'll show you the stuff afterwards.
Okay. I'm still skeptical.
Just as Mike is a tad bit, are you still, there's nothing you can do. I can turn her up just a tad. Let me give her a shot here. Let's turn her up just, yes, I did, Jess.
Okay, we'll talk about that later, Derek. I'm sure you found a ghost. Good
that
for
sounds
you.
Good in my ears. Does that sound okay, Jimbo?
Good job for you, Derek. Okay.
Hey, no, I didn't diss your wassail. Don't diss my ghost hunt.
I'm not dissing it. I'm sure that you found a ghost. Derek.
See,
okay.
As soon as we get done with this show, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be surprised.
Nope.
About
I don't believe in that stuff.
Who? No, not of that, but of who and where I hunted. Who allowed me to do it?
Oh.
And where I did it. You're going to be like, you're kidding me. And now you can't wait, can you?
No.
Now it's
really
exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go Colts!
So
see, there you have it.
So for our viewers,
yes,
I was talking about my who.
Your who feast.
And I want you guys to email us, write us,
oh yeah,
and let us know what your favorite dishes are for the holidays, so we can share it on our Facebook and our website, and then everybody could have the best of everything.
Hey, I have something to add on that.
What?
We always have a big giant feast over at my in-laws.
Yeah.
And usually it's prime rib and everything. This year, we did all Mexican food.
Vermicelli?
Everything.
Oh.
Lori made some stuff. We got some stuff from El Zateca, as Tom calls it. He calls it El Zateca. It was fantastic.
Wait, they were open on Christmas.
No, she ordered it. We picked it up on Christmas Eve. It was it just stuffed ourselves. It was really good. A lot of the things I don't know what they are, but I ate them.
Like empanadas.
Yes.
I butchered that.
And
that's not
some chili rellenos.
I
didn't eat one of those.
My best friend makes the best vermicelli.
It was, oh man, it was good. Lori always makes the, what are those called? I don't know.
Tamale?
No, what's the other thing?
Right.
I don't know what it is, but anyway, she always makes them without onions for me. It's really good. Anyway.
Oh, you don't like onions?
No.
Oh.
No, don't like. I love them after my brain surgeries.
Oh.
Because of the sugar. Because
there's a lot of sugar.
There's a lot of sugar. And then over time, I began to hate them again.
Them.
Yeah, always hated onions. Don't like them. Nothing against
they
onions.
Make your breath smell.
If you're an onion grower out there,
good
I don't know what
you.
You're doing watching this show. But
good for you.
So you had good? What was your best present?
My husband got me a nice item.
Okay, then let's just stop right there.
No, he got me this
necklace.
We
will move on.
No, he got me this necklace that has a T.
I see that T.
But a lot of people think it's a cross, too, so I'm like, that's okay.
It is the
T
for trainer.
Mm-hmm.
That is so
cool. And
he
got me a pillow that says 5 different dates.
Uh-huh.
And it says Jess and Joe, and then our date of our wedding, and then Kate.
Really?
Kira, our daughter, and then our first home, and then
how neat.
And then Chloe.
And then Chloe.
We have
Christine and I don't buy each other gifts.
Well, Joe and I always say we're not going to, and then we end up getting each other more gifts.
We always say that we're not going to, and then don't. We always go to Cripple Creek.
See,
that's our one gift to each other.
You know what I'm going to do this year? I'm going to do the jumbo thing.
Are you?
Do the jar.
Very nice.
I just bought one, Jimbo.
So you got the dollar. So let's see. It's this week. So you should have $1. You're going to start with $200 and some in it and then go.
Wait, I thought it was 52 because of 52 weeks.
Yeah, but the 51st week is added to 51. That's 103. And then
yeah,
51.
Yeah, no, I'll go with the dollar first.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, we'll start with the dollar. Because you get up to that last month. And
it's 50, a little tight.
It's $49, $50, $51, and $52.
I get it. You have to, so like, the next week I have to do $2.
Yes.
It's the second week.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start.
And then the third week you do
$3. $3. Fourth week, $4.
If you count on your fingers and do $49, $50, $51, that's $99, $150, $202. That last month that you stick
that's
in the jar.
That's why you end up with, what was it, Jimbo?
Yeah, 1,300, 1,500. What is that,
Jim? I think
Jim?
$1,300,
yeah.
I'm doing it. And you all can do it, too, because when this airs tomorrow,
yes,
it'll be still be the first week.
Right. It'll be the fifth day. It'll still be the first week. Just put your dollar in.
Dollar.
And then, so.
And you can make it all cute with a cute little mason jar.
Yes.
Like your name, cash fund, the train of cash fund.
Christmas, whatever. It'd be fantastic. But I had a good Christmas, and now it's over.
No,
I just want to let everybody know. I want to let everybody know, and you can't see it. But I know of the love that Jess has, and when I was taking down the Christmas things, I thought, you know what? I'm going to leave something up. So the little tree that was here, left up in the studio just to make Jess comfortable.
Because I do kind of get in a funk.
You do, just a little
I'm
bit.
Not in it yet because I still have my Christmas stuff up.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some things about 2014.
Okay.
All right?
Go.
Best viral video that you saw of 2014.
Oh.
I know the one that was rated as watched the most.
Which one?
Did you see the one with the dog that was dressed up like a spider?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Where were you in 2014?
With my kids, probably.
Okay.
I would say
what do you
the
think?
Best one would be the turkey baster.
The turkey. Oh, the family. That was a good one. That was a good one.
The turkey baster.
Yes, that was
one. I like peppy ones.
Okay, here's two tough questions. Okay, best thing that happened in 2014 and the best thing that you're glad that it's over and 2014 is done.
Okay. The best thing that happened in 2014 was my nephew Sawyer being born, probably.
Yes! Sawyer!
Sawyer Gray, adorable.
That's a fantastic name. And we mm-hmm. have a friend, a mutual friend, more of a friend for you. I officiated as well. Jimmy Grooms.
Oh, yeah.
They're pregnant. And they have a cool name, too, for their daughter.
Wait, is she?
It's a girl.
Born yet?
Not yet, but they know it's a girl. And they've already named her. Her name is Paisley.
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 What's the middle name?
I don't know. Paisley Grooms. Anyway, okay, so that's Sawyer being born.
And then the thing that I'm glad is over.
Yeah.
I'm not a negative person.
Okay, then let's don't go there. I won't make you.
I
am just glad.
Maybe flu season, or is it still?
Flu season's still going on.
Well,
yeah, it's still here.
I'm kind of glad my family's over the sickness. So
yeah.
I say that. We were sick the 2 weeks before Christmas.
In 2014, both Jacob and myself had pneumonia. So we got that going for us. And I'm so glad that 2014 is over for one reason. And I will tell you what it is, because there are, let's see, let me add real quick. Okay, I'm going to add my head real quick.
Do that.
I did it. I already did it.
Okay.
There are only 750 days left in the Obama presidency. I'm just saying.
Sorry for all of the liberal.
I'm not. I'm telling you, 750 days. Actually, since it's the 4th, now it's under 750. I'm excited to that.
I'm kind of a conservative person too, so I'm excited always to get new blood in there. It's been a long time.
It all depends on what kind of blood it is.
You want Republican blood.
There you go. There you go. Okay.
Why do we
what are you
have
looking
for? My dad, like,
what
to
do you,
be president.
Yeah, I keep telling Big G, you need Senate run. Okay, what are you looking forward to? What are you excited about? In 2015. What's coming up in 2015?
Well, Kate's going to be in kindergarten.
That's a big deal. Kate starts.
Kate, my oldest daughter, who's 5, starts kindergarten in September.
And my son
goes off to college.
My son graduates from high school and will go off to college. A lot of things going on.
I would say that's my bittersweet moment.
Yeah.
It'll be in September.
When she goes to kindergarten, that should be a great thing.
But this is the first year.
Get her on the K train.
2009 that I'm not having a baby in the 2 years. Like 2009.
That's a good thing.
I had a baby. 2011, I had a baby. 2013, I had a baby. If I was having another baby, it'd be 2015.
Yeah, you got to knock that stuff off. That's just no good. That's no good. Stop it.
So, yeah.
That is exciting. The baby going off to kindergarten. Well, your oldest going off.
My baby, though.
Yeah, what? Okay. She's
She's young.
She's your oldest.
So,
she's the oldie.
Derek gave her a book for her 5th birthday because she just turned 5.
Don't tell the story. We're going to take a break.
Oh, okay.
We come back. I got to tell the story.
Okay.
Of Kate getting a book that we talked about right here on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest.
Yeah.
And I would encourage to get for parents. Just the look is priceless. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to have Jess's mom tip.
Woohoo!
We're going to have what the heck is that? And lots of other stuff. So stay with us right on the other side of the break. This is Derek and Jess.
And the Family.
Stay connected to what matters most. With high-speed service from Seacom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package or both, Seacom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, Seacom offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, Look no further than Seacom's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, Seacom has the answers. Visit us at seacom.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. Seacom, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. And that has made all the difference. The Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Derek and George Live. Becoming Christ-like. Salo and Hutch. All stops on the road. The road of enlightenment. The road of discovery. Join us each Thursday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time and Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time as we invite you to join us on a journey. A journey on the road less traveled. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Graduation day is almost here. You've worked so hard and now it's all paying off. Everyone will be telling you how proud they are. Give them one more thing to be proud of. Celebrate graduation safe and sober. Don't let drugs and alcohol threaten what you've worked so hard to achieve. This message is brought to you by Southeast Health Group, your local resource for drug and alcohol treatment. Call 1-800-511-5446 for more information about a safe and sober graduation.
What if there was a financial pipeline you could use to build your savings and investment? One that didn't leak. Would you want to know about it? Call us at Higher Desire LLC in Lahana, Colorado, 719-980-0595. That number again is 719-980-0595. Ask for Bob or Terry, or you can go to our website at www.higherdesirellc.com. That's www.higherdesirellc.com.
Welcome back to The Family Nest with Derek and Jess. Welcome back to the Derek and Jess and the Family Nest show. We're talking about, before we went out, we talked about 2014, 2015, but it is, and you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about really quick is, I posted it on Facebook, was this picture of this calendar that you have.
Oh, yes.
And because everybody seems, if you look on Facebook, as soon as it gets to be December 31st, everybody starts putting out the things that they're going to be doing in the new year. And you always see these organizational things. I'm going to buy new totes. Christine just did that yesterday. She went through
organizing
just
making totes and baskets.
And you have this, and go to Derek and Jess and the Family Nest Facebook. I'll put it on again, but I scrolled it down. And you have this calendar. Tell people about it.
So basically it's on my wall next to our back door, which is mainly the entrance and the exit for our family because it's to the garage. But it has a weekly calendar that's dry erase. And then it has this monthly big board that I have cork boards. And then I have just one of those desk calendars that I pinned up on it. And I use little stickies that are color coordinated. Yellow is my menu. Green is my things to do at home, like clean, vacuum, laundry. Pink is any activities outside of the house, like church or something at the school for my daughter or a hair appointment or a doctor's appointment. And then I literally do that on every single – it's amazing.
It is. I'm looking at it now.
And I'm able to put up pictures around on the cork board.
Yep. And when we, when you're watching this on YouTube in our editing, what I'll do is I'll take this picture and I'll put a picture in a picture. So as you're talking about it, they'll be seeing it on YouTube.
And you'll see little baskets on the side that I was able to hang up, and it has my chalk and my dry erase markers and my pens and then my little sticky notes. And it's just so convenient, especially for the mom on the go.
It does. It is fantastic. We're going to put it up there. Check it out. Copy it, change the name above because it says trainers.
And the top part is a dollar chalkboard hanging thing that just classes it up.
That
was only $1.99.
Yeah.
And, obviously write your own name. You don't want to
put the trainers. That's weird.
That might be a tad bit odd, but
it is odd.
It's amazing. I get compliments all the time, but more than that, it's just I feel extremely organized. And the fact that I have my menu, some nights, you know, we have to venture off if there's like a random going out with, you know, family or friends. But it's very nice knowing, oh, that's what I'm making, so I have to get the carrots and the potatoes chopped up, or I got to do this.
Okay, so I'm looking at it here, and down on the side there, it looks like there's some potato chips. What are these little potato chip things right here?
Oh, no, that's a frame.
That's a what?
It's a frame. That's what Kate made at her preschool on daddy-daughter night.
Oh,
and
okay.
The picture in there is of my husband and Kate.
Oh, it's
and
a
it was
frame.
Fall. Yeah, it was fall, so they made
oh,
leaves.
Oh, those are leaves.
Not chips.
I can't. Well, I'm colorblind, so I can't tell that they're different colors.
Now I feel bad.
And they look like potato chips.
But why would I put chips though on my?
That's what I was going to ask you, because then it just turned out to be a freaky weird calendar.
Yeah,
but it's just
and
fantastic.
Then there's pictures all,
if you want to organize yourself, you got to look at this.
I'm the queen of organization.
Yes, it's just fantastic. And you know what? Every once in a while, that's what you can do for your blog. See?
I know.
Instead of writing everything out.
I could
just put a picture.
That works for me. Or a picture.
And this whole month, just do organizational thing. Boom, there's a picture. Send me the picture. I'll put it on your blog.
Okay.
That'll do it. Boom, right there.
Boom.
It's all over.
Okay, well, we have to talk about the book. Because I feel like...
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. Thank you. Okay.
So before the commercial.
Yep.
We talked about how Derek here gave my oldest, my one that just turned 5 last month, a book for her birthday.
And the name of the book is The Book Without Pictures.
And that's exactly what it is.
That is exactly what it is.
B.J. Novak. Who wrote the show The Office, which is amazing.
Who is a writer on The Office,
hilarious.
Also plays Ryan on The Office.
Office,
or played Ryan. He wrote this book, and we saw it, and we had known about it, and I thought, okay, we're going to Kate's. Because for Kira's birthday, we got her a book.
We're going to be the book.
We are the book people.
Which is great, though. My kids love it.
Yeah, but they're going to stop inviting us. They'll be like, hey, do you want Derek and Christine to come to your book? I don't think so. Not really, because I think they're going to do a book thing. Anyway, here's what happened. We wrapped it up, gave it to her, and when she opened it up, it was priceless. And the first thing she said was she looked up at her mom with these eyes that were like... What in the name of everything that's holy is this?
Well, she had just gotten dolls.
And her comment was, there's no pictures. And Christine and I just cracked up. The whole book, the basis of it is that there are no pictures. And
there are
that
no pictures.
An adult has to read it, and the adult then has to say everything that's in the book.
Yes, and after reading it, you do have to be very, like, you have to use character.
You got it. You can't
something.
Just.
You can't just be like, "Hi, how are you doing?"
No, you got to put some effort into this book. This was an effort book.
It's pretty funny though.
Yeah.
So it's called The Book with
No Pictures.
Without.
Book Without Pictures. Book with No Pictures.
B.J. Novak.
Check it out. It's just a white book with black letters. It's very funny. If you're gonna read it to your kids, put some heart into it.
Oh yeah.
Put some heart into it. I want to get into this real quick.
Okay.
The what the heck is it?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
This is, it's a very easy.
Oh, is it this?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a very simple thing.
Okay.
And I'm just going to give these to you. And,
okay.
And you'll know right off the bat what they are, I'm sure. And let me say what's on them. I got this, this is IWU, which is Indiana Wesleyan University. It says, Shattuck Specialty, advertising, rev up your sales. I believe Jimbo, we got this in a packet from an Indiana Wesleyan golf tournament.
It's a lid.
Jack Colescott tournament. I saw it. And Christine
it's
has said, what is this? It's a lid, but for what?
Well, do you know?
Of course I know.
It's a lid for the bottom part.
The lid goes on the top part. I will tell you this. This is
gasoline.
No. This is ingenious for moms.
Oh.
This happens all the time.
Crazy pills.
Crazy pills? No.
Is it liquid?
It is a lid for liquid. Absolutely.
Vodka?
That's an awful big lid for vodka. I'm not sure what kind of vodka you've been drinking out of, but there you have it.
Is it like a beverage or is it like
a beverage.
Tea?
No. You want me to show you?
Water? Show me.
Okay, so this happens all the time. I think especially with moms. You're going to say not to my kids because, you know, anyway, this because you're going to say your kid gets a can of pop.
No, I do not give my kids pop.
Didn't I tell you she was just going to say that? For everybody out there who's normal and drinks pop, okay? Don't get me started.
No, my kids have beautiful white.
Okay, what? This is not a referendum on Pepsi.
Wait, is it really pop?
Yes. Here, I'm going to show you an example. Because here's what happens, okay?
Okay.
Your kid, any other kid, except for the trainer kid.
Do you give this to kids?
No, you don't give this to kids. Holy Lord, hold on. This is crazy. They drink half a can, and then they're done.
Nope.
No, okay, not your kids, but normal kids. Normal kids do this. They drink half a can of pop and they're done, right? And you're like, I got a half a can of pop left.
And it goes flat.
Exactly. So what I've done is I've brought a little can here. Okay.
Got your empty can.
It's empty, but say it was half full. Not for your kids, because your kids wouldn't get it.
It goes
over
it.
Bang. It covers up your little pop can.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't know that because we're not a pop.
Okay, see, there you go. And it'll keep your pop fresh.
That's pretty awesome.
There you go.
But you know what?
Okay, well, here we go.
We should make our own. That says
we don't have to. We have them right here.
No,
why make our own?
I wanted to say. And Jeff.
Well, I'll have to get a hold of Shattuck Specialty Advertising. And then when you're done, when you're ready, bang! There you have it.
You
drink a little bit more?
Hey, what the heck
is it? Boom,
I've
pop
never
right
heard
on
of
it.
This.
In your can.
Can I do it?
Absolutely. Pop that thing right off. Okay, that was less than impressive. I would say so.
Totally.
It was less than. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Give it.
That's awesome. I'm still not going to give my kids pop.
Okay, still don't give it. See, you got it. Bang! You gotta put your thumb into it. Only no. Okay, that. Oh man. Anyway, that was my. What the heck is it? If you haven't seen.
No, that's good.
For normal parents.
No.
Who are out
no.
There?
No. Not normal parents.
Okay.
My oldest just turned 5.
There
and
you
her
go.
Teeth. All my kids' teeth are wonderful and not rotting.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but pop should only be given to kids older than 8. That's how I truly feel.
Okay. That's fantastic. Anyway,
that could be a mom.
As I said, for normal parents out there who let their kids slug down the bit.
I'm sorry, but kids have a lot of energy.
I was trying
to be popped up on
I
the
was
sugar.
I was trying
no,
to
that's
hook
amazing.
It trying to hook it to kids. In real life, it's for your beer can.
Oh yeah.
Now you're attaching to it, see?
No, but I'm also attaching to
it. I don't let my
pop
kids
first.
Drink pop, but I drink plenty of beer.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But
anyway.
I do think for like.
How about this?
8 and older?
How about Country Time beer? Lemonade?
There you go.
Anything that comes in a can like this, you can put a lid on it and boom.
I've never seen those in the store. Do
I don't know that they are in the store. They came in a Jack Colescott golf little bag that you got, and so I thought they were kind of cool.
Do you want to know when I would have liked those?
Well.
When I was having a pop.
Yeah. And
when it was in the stroller. And it was dancing around.
Yes.
And getting it all over my
neck. Or you know, when you're in, I think in reality, I think this is what it's really for. They probably don't even sell them, but they were for the golf tournament, and it's to put on your beer, I imagine, in the
and
golf cart.
Advertising.
And so it doesn't bounce all over the place, and it's advertising.
Yeah.
I think they're cool things to have, though, because how many times do you have that, especially in the car or whatever?
Right.
You just pop the lid off, drink it, boom, put it back on.
But we're not promoting having the beer in the car.
No, we're promoting having the beer in the golf cart. Is that what we're promoting?
I don't know.
Anyway.
That's awesome. Wait, what the heck is it?
There you go.
I did not know what it was.
There you go. That's the what. But that leads
cool.
us up to something that's the really legit and probably total, and that's your Jess's mom tip.
Well, yeah.
And we've stuck with the song from last week or last time because we liked it.
It's not bad.
It's not. I don't know how good it
I'm
can get.
I'm just being picky. I'm just kidding. I love
Holy
it.
Cow, Jimbo, spin that up. This is Jess's mom's tip. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Jess's mom's tip.
Here it goes into this music.
I like that.
See, it is good. We can still go.
Y'all ready for this?
Okay, there we go. This is Jess's mom tip. It has nothing to do with beer or pop. It's just a Jess's mom tip.
I do believe that, though.
It just give us
the
ultimate in mom tip advice.
You ready for this?
Ready, here it comes.
Okay. Implement a good deed system in your household. I am 100% for discipline.
Okay.
Everybody knows that. My kids are very, very well behaved.
Okay.
So, but I'm also a big, big, big believer in good deeds, which
So you're talking about like positive reinforcement?
Yes.
Okay.
So in our house,
yep.
I have chosen to do stickers.
Ooh.
Sometimes candy. Sometimes because my kids don't get a lot of candy.
Yeah.
But you could do when they get older. No.
No soda? Okay.
You can do when they're older, take them to the mall, get them a new pair of shoes, or take them out for ice cream. But I've noticed implementing this good deeds system, my 5-year-old and 3-year-old will just randomly clean up after dinner without me saying anything and leave. And then I'm like, don't you need something from your good deeds jar? And they're like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It's you mean leave the house or just,
no,
that's it, Mom, we're done, we're taking off, we'll be back around 11.
They need to go to their rooms. Like, they're expecting to get something.
They're already trained.
They're trained to do good things without expecting something in return, which certain ages, when I first implemented the system in my household, they were just like, oh, I just did this, can I get my candy now? Or I just did this, can I get my stickers? But now, and sometimes I wouldn't do that.
You've trained them. Just like you, it's basically a carryover from Elf on the Shelf, isn't it? I mean that's mm-hmm. No.
But I don't get me wrong. I am very strong believer of disciplining. But I'm even a stronger believer of rewarding good behavior.
I'm with you. I think if you talk to Christine, I think if you talk to any educator, they would say. Positive reinforcement.
Oh, yeah, all the way. And they deserve it. I mean, they really do deserve it. So, and it could be anything. Pick your own system that works for you, but call it good deeds. Because even my 1-year-old is coming up to me and throwing something away in the trash and pointing
and
saying,
I want
saying,
a sticker
please,
or whatever.
Please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. And then you can make a cool little sticker chart on the refrigerator.
Yeah, or I right now, I left stickers and now I have leftover Christmas candy in 3 jars that says Kate, Kira, and Chloe.
There you go.
Which actually, I will take a picture later and I'll put that on my blog.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Because I could do a picture blogger. and just say something
and
really
that's
short.
That's what you should do.
But know that they're not going to be long. It'll be something like, this is
no,
my...
No, I think this picture of this, of your...
Of my calendar, just say, this is my calendar.
Yes,
okay.
And then people can take it, blow
I
it up, and
that.
Say, then I can just... Because it was fantastic.
That
is a great, great idea. I think positive reinforcement is
yeah. And you'll see when you start doing this, or if you've already started doing this, you'll agree with me that nothing bad can come from this. You're just teaching your kids to that good comes from good.
Yeah, and I think they probably respond, if I remember correctly, they respond more to positive reinforcement than
it's
they do
true.
From negative reinforcement. They will
mm-hmm.
they will do something that they're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
For a sticker, rather they will forget why they got spanked for not or whatever
exactly.
got sent to the room because they didn't do their chores. They'll forget that, but they'll remember their.
Sometimes they just get a hug from me.
Yep.
If I'm away from the house and they do something good
yeah.
and we don't have something, I'll give them a hug and I'll say that's beautiful what you just did.
Yep.
That was so sweet what you just said to that person or whatever, and they hug me back and they go thanks mommy and. Even using your words out in public, if you don't have the good deeds system with you, if you're visiting family, use your words as the good deeds.
Fantastic advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. That's a great one. Not that your other ones weren't good. The Elf on the Shelf was iffy. This one was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Last week, we've been
there
for a while.
Yeah, the last show. I've liked them all.
Mm-hmm.
And
I nail it, basically.
And I think the Elf on the Shelf was good, too. It just had... Anyhow.
Speaking of that, don't you have something about that? Like, there's now the Trooper? No? There's all kinds of stuff.
There is a... now, instead of the Elf on the Shelf, there is a
Trooper
on a
Pooper. Which is
a Star Wars. Stormtrooper who's sitting on the Pooper. For all of our Jewish friends, there's the Mensch on the Bench.
Which is actually pretty cool. I like that one.
There's the Polar Bear on
no,
the chair.
No, that's his. Nobody else.
That's
his.
Mine.
That's
mine.
His.
I think there's all kinds of people. I'm cracking up because we have a guest in the room.
Oh, do we? What are they saying?
I don't know. Just guest 2457 is in.
Here, let's talk to them.
I can't. Well, they would have to tell us something. You can't just. Well, you can talk to them. You could type something.
We should say, "Hey, what up?"
in a
more professional manner.
Okay, I'm just gonna. I'm gonna put.
Say, hey, do you have any questions?
I'm
for
just
us?
Gonna say, "Hey, what up?"
Say, Jessica says, "Hey, what up?"
There you go. See, so it
we'll
says
see,
right here.
We'll see what's happening.
Hey, what up?
We have our first guest in the chat room.
My idea is that on Blog Talk Radio, it might be some troller or something like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Gotcha.
Or some, but you don't know. Just popping
Family.
Through.
And always remember to email us.
Yes, you can
and
email
tell us your thoughts.
At dandjnest@gmail.com. You can follow us at dandjnest.net. You could D&J Nest for Twitter.
Yep.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just send us an email. Send us talk to us
Facebook.
On Facebook. Tell us what's up.
And he's really good about posting things on our Facebook if you're keeping up in La Junta or the Valley.
Absolutely. We try and put as much information about La Junta as we possibly can, some about the Valley, but we're kind of a local show,
mm-hmm.
a local family show. But there are things on there about moms, about families, about all kinds of things.
You need to talk about those. The thing.
Actually did this. Had a good friend, Sarah Frosto, invited us over for New Year's Day. Nope, New Year's Eve Day we went over. And we had to see Eli and Lucas, which is their sons. Lucas is back, was on leave from the Navy, and so he was there. Eli is back from the Job Corps, and we had lunch with them. It was fantastic. And afterwards, we all sat down and did these. You've probably seen them on Facebook. They're little jars. That you decorate and you put something during the week that happened that was positive for you. It's very much a positive reinforcement.
Which is kind of nice.
Type thing
you
for
like
yourself.
At the end of the year?
You could just go back and look
and
at
look
them.
And look at what you wrote.
And say, that, you know, so at the end you'll have 52 things that
That's pretty cool.
And I put my little HCE, which is Hope Changes Everything, has Jeremiah 29:11 on it, which is a verse that is near and dear to Christine and I's heart. It's the verse that God gave to us at the beginning of the brain surgeries. And then I put a little thing on the side that says, everyone has greatness inside of them. Be great today. And then I put my first one in there, which is a quote from Andy Andrews. It says that average people compare themselves to everybody else. That's why they are average.
That's very good.
So anyway, different ideas for 2015 coming up. We hope that you have a great, and we hope that the main thing that you have on your agenda, your big giant calendar that you're making, is that every Monday you will tune in to the Road Less Traveled YouTube channel to see Derek and Jess and the Family Nest.
Which is also the day that you can put money in your jar.
Yeah, you can put money in your jar. It could also be the day that you put something in your jar. It's all hooking together. It's like the stars are aligning.
Yep, aligning for us.
It's the first full year of Derek and Jess and the Family Nest. You're going to have 52 episodes of just, or somewhere around there, 40,
amazing.
Just amazing information.
Amazing.
Guests galore. We're going to have people all over the place.
And we'll have more, I mean, it's slower because it's right after the new year.
So we try to find as much news as we possibly can, but we're going to be having one of the things that we're going to really try to have Tracy Salzbrenner in here because the announcement of the schedule for the Picket Wire, which is a big deal, is coming up this month.
At the end of the month.
And so when that comes out, we'll have her on to be able to tell us all about the shows.
What is Lahana High School doing?
Lahana High School was announced today. This spring, they will be doing A Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare. And so that's what they will be doing.
Amazing.
Yes, that's going to be something. So Jacob will be auditioning for that.
Tune in every Monday.
That will be February 26th, 27th, and 28th. So I think auditions are like the 12th and the 13th, something like that. They can check that out. But our time is up, and so we hope that you will be having a great first 5 days of January.
Woo-hoo!
Only 360 days left in the year.
And only like 360 days till Christmas.
No, 355 days left until Christmas. That's got to be exciting for you. Anyway, don't forget to email us, dnjnest@gmail.com. Check us out, Derek and Jess and the Family Nest on Facebook, D&J Nest on Twitter. We're everywhere. Social networking is our thang.
Our group thing.
That's our thing. So for everybody here at the Road Less Traveled, for Jimbo, who does a great job in the producer's booth, for Jess, for myself, I want to thank you for watching. Watch every week. Monday, Road Less Traveled YouTube channel. Check it out. Thank you for watching. Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
God bless. Singing his song. All the little birds on Daybird Street love to hear the